All right, folks, we want to get this thing started. Welcome to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gordon from Austin, Texas. I am an executive consultant with Ambit Energy, and you can be too. Yes, you can. Guys, first of all, you got to believe it. You got to see the evidence in this business of what's possible for you, and then you got to believe that you can do it. And if you look at the leaders that we have in this business from all different walks of life, from all different parts of there's evidence that if they can do it, you can do it too. So,
person, and how when you're prepared, when you do the work, you know, when the right person shows up on your team, there's story after story after story in Ambit Energy of how the power of one person. I'm going to talk about that with my sponsor, Ed Thompson. And first of all, I'd like to say thank you, Bear, and thank you, Brian, for having me on the call. You know, I'm an executive consultant up here in Portland, Maine, the little tiny state of Maine, and, you know, the great state of Maine. And we got involved about 2.5 years ago for the people that don't know us, and we were contacted through a stranger on Facebook. And we were prospected that way, and then, you know, Ed Thompson got my phone number, gave me a phone call. And so it was a new market opening up, very similar to what's going to happen in Canada, very similar to what just happened in Japan, and someone prospected a stranger, and their life was changed. And so you can do the very same thing, and it's all about being prepared. So with that, my background, Bear, been a self-employed business owner for 30-plus years. You know, we have a reputation up here in Maine for being very hard workers, you know, and so never been afraid to jump in and take the gloves off and get my hands dirty and do whatever I had to do. But in a lot of cases in life, I just didn't have the right vehicle. And so when I met Ray Monty, one of the things that happened was, you know, not only did we show up, but he showed up. He showed up in our life, and it was that was a game changer for us. That was a game changer for my wife and I, and that was a game changer for a lot of people up here on our team, was the fact that this guy was willing to come up and just, you know, outwork everybody, drive 7 hours, you know, in snowstorms. Anytime Ray says he's going to do something, you can etch his word in granite. And that was one of the things that excited me about Ambit, was meeting him and meeting a leader that I could follow and someone that I could really get excited about trying to keep up with, you know. And so with that, 2.5 years ago, we did that. We got involved. We hit the ground running. Ray came up here, started coaching and training a bunch of us, and I want to give a special shout-out tonight to a special couple that joined our team, Jay and Teresa Sanborn, and they are knocking on the door of executive. Just tremendous people. I know a lot of people on this call probably know them. Just servant leaders, and I'm so excited for them just about to hit EC. And I'll tell you, when they hit EC, they're not going to slow down. I guarantee you that. But going back to the new market, Ed Thompson reached out to me, and Ed Thompson was a senior consultant. And Ray told a story about a gentleman by the name of Mario that a lot of you have heard about on John Haas's team that was a senior consultant in Japan. And so when Ed approached me, he'd been involved in Ambit for a couple of years, a little frustrated, wasn't having the success he was looking for. But he found this stranger on Facebook that he ended up sponsoring. And one of the things that he did was he did it wrong. And he doesn't mind me telling the story, because I was approached 3 times to look at Ambit prior to joining. And 3 times I was approached the wrong way. And so what happened, Bear, was I was approached the first time through an email. It was a person that I sort of knew. They sent me an email. I was busy working. I read through it. I skimmed through it while I was working. I was real busy. And I pushed the delete button and got rid of it. I just wasn't interested, and certainly wasn't interested in being contacted through email. So then the second way was a person that came up here doing business with a restaurant chain that was selling gift cards, and my nephew worked for that company. And this lady, very nice person, had a lot of great things to say about Ambit, never showed me a video, never got me on a three-way call, never showed me any literature. It was just a conversation of her telling me about a company. And so it sounded good, but again, I wasn't interested. And then the third thing was Ed called me when I gave him my phone number and told me about Ambit Energy. Never showed me a video, never, you know, got me on a three-way call, never gave me any literature. And so, you know, by the time Ed had contacted me, that was the third time I'd been exposed to Ambit, and it sounded good. I mean, I had enough information to say, wow, it sounds like a pretty cool company. It sounds like the owners are good guys, and sounds like they've got it figured out, but I wasn't interested. And so I told Ed, no, thank you. Good luck. I hope you do well. Sounds like a great company, and, you know, that's where I'm at. So we hung up the phone, and you know, I'm thankful to Ed because he was persistent, and he didn't give up. And so there's another lesson, right, being persistent. Because if you look at people like Ray Monty, he didn't say yes right away. If you look at Brian McClure, he didn't say yes right away. So don't just scratch people off your list if it's, you know, the wrong timing and maybe it's not the right approach. And so the thing that changed, Bear, was the next time that Ed called me, he got me on the phone, talked to me about being a customer, and said he could save me some money. And I had 7 power bills at the time, and that made sense. A business owner up in Maine in the wintertime in Maine doing business, typically business gets slower and your income goes down and your bills go up. So when someone says they can save you money, it's like, okay, you've got my attention. And then he says something about free electricity. And, you know, again, I tell the story all the time. I'd never heard of free electricity, so that really got my attention. And when I signed up for Ambit, Bear, really what I saw, I didn't see making hundreds of thousands of dollars. I didn't see, you know, 5-star trips. I didn't see meeting all kinds of incredible people that were going to change my life. I didn't see, you know, all the different things that happen as a result of being involved with Ambit. I saw maybe earning a little bit of money and getting to free electricity. That was my goal. That was my goal at the time. And what changed was the other thing that Ed did that second time around, he sent me a couple videos, and then he had Ray Monty call me. I decided to sign up, and he had Ray Monty call me, and that was what locked me in. That was the game changer. And we did a conference call the next day, and then Ray started coming up here, and we just hit the ground running. You know, one of the things I want to tell people is I'm nothing special. I mean, I am. There's a lot of things that I don't do very well. There's a lot of things that you know, other people are way better at, way more talented, way more polished. I mean, and I say that I don't have a problem saying that. One thing I do have the ability to work, and the ability to be coachable, and the ability to change it up from time to time and tweak my game, you know, and just stay humble, you know, stay coachable, stay humble. And I think that's a big thing, because especially for a lot of men, their egos get in the way sometimes when they join the business, and sometimes when they've been in the business for a little while, and sometimes they get a little bit of recognition and they become celebrities, you know, and I'm just going to say it, and get kind of full of themselves. And I'll tell you, that's a dangerous place to be. All those different phases are dangerous, because they're not going to get you what you want out of this business. Staying coachable, staying humble, staying in the game, staying focused, that's what's going to get you where you want to go. And so, you know, I had a Brian Compton on my team call Saturday morning. The guy did a great job, incredible person, incredible competitor, just a great individual. And he did a call, and he knocked it out of the park, and he used a golf metaphor. You know, use a golf metaphor, and for those people that play golf, I'll just kind of use this, and then for those that don't, I apologize. You know, and this can be related to any sport, but with golf, when you show up, if you don't play regularly, you know, your game's probably not that good, okay? So if you get frustrated and you play twice a year, don't get frustrated, because you're not supposed to be good, right? You're going to stink. And that's not going to change until you become consistent, right? And then if you get serious and you become consistent with your Ambit business and you play more than every once in a while, you know, what happens is then you start to hit another level. Then you start to sort of, you know, get some success and maybe get a few good swings and have a little bit more fun. But then the key thing is when you have someone coach you and watch your swing, there's your upline. There's plugging in. There's you know, being on conference calls, taking notes, going to the trainings as a student, looking for the answers, looking for the nuggets, not just showing up and hanging around, right? I mean, when I go to a training, I changed my plans to go back to Japan because I wanted to be at Power Trip. I wanted one more training. I wanted I missed that when I was in Japan, the trainings here that Ray and Brian put on, and I wanted to get one more of those under my belt and then jump on a plane and go over there. So we're going to do that. We're flying over the Tuesday after power trip because I know how valuable it's going to be for me as an individual getting that inside of me and then, bam, taking off. And so, again, the coach in the golf swing, I went and saw a pro the other day, a good friend of mine that played on the tour, and paid for his lunch because I want to improve my golf game. So I made the commitment to play a little more often when I have time. Now that I've got a little more time because I got rid of some businesses. So anyhow, what happened was I went in and got some advice. And you know what? He watched one swing. And he goes, oh, okay, I see a couple things. Why don't you try this, try that, boo, 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 boo. Go out, hit some balls, come back. And he says, that's going to make a big difference. And he showed me on a chart. He took a video image of my first swing. And then he told me, gave me a little bit of advice. And then I did another swing. And I was swinging the club about 20 miles an hour faster and hitting the ball about 30 yards further, you know, from that one little piece of advice. So the reason I use that metaphor is because it's very relatable, especially for people that play golf, because when you listen to your upline, when they say, oh, you need to change your swing just a little bit, what are you saying to people? Oh, okay, you're saying too much. Instead of saying too much, why don't you get your prospects to watch a video, and why don't you get me on the phone, right? And then so what happens is when that person listens to that advice and then they get results that are way better than the results they were getting, they go, oh, my gosh, I can't believe how well that works. I guarantee you one thing, Bear. If Ed Thompson never had Ray Monty call me and Ray never came into my life and if he never started driving – my business would not look the way it looks today. I guarantee you that. I'd love to take a lot of credit, but I'm part of a team. I'm not the guy. I'm not the one. I mean, I'm part of a team, and I like to do my part, but it's not me. It's, you know, I had a great coach. We've got great people that showed up on our team, and there was a system in place that helped us all get to another level. And so anything you do in life, whether it's building an ambit business, raising a family, you know, coaching a person on your team, getting a person started, it takes a system, and it takes being coachable, and it takes being humble, and it takes being willing to tweak your swing, you know, and I guarantee you, you'll get results if you listen to the right people. And that's all my wife and I have done is, you know, we've been very, very fortunate to end up in a situation in Ambit Energy where our upline lineage is Ray Monty and Brian McClure. So we thank God for that situation all the time. But what I'm going to do real quick, Bear, is just go back to Ed Thompson. Here this guy is, senior consultant, been in the business a couple years, a little frustrated, not having the results he wants. And I know a lot of people on this call are relating with that right now. But he stayed in the game, and he got prepared. He took some advice from Ray. And when this market opened, he went to work. So I was reading in a John Maxwell book yesterday. Actually, it was a couple days ago. You know, an incredible book. Preparation plus attitude plus opportunity plus action equals luck. You know, a lot of people think, oh, you got lucky. Well, Ed didn't just get lucky. He was in the game. He did the work. He gets the credit. Because he was the one that reached out, right? So, again, preparation is everything. And so with that, now you fast forward 2.5 years later. Ed's been on a couple 5-star trips. Ed's been featured in a couple of magazines. Him and his wife now have a lot more, you know, stress-free living in their situation at home. They were hurting. They were hurting financially. They've gone through some struggles, and now Ambit Energy is a huge blessing in their life, and it's just awesome to be a part of that. You know, and there's another guy, this is a great story, there's another guy up above him that sponsored Ed, another plumber from New York, and this gentleman sponsored one person, Ed Thompson, and put in one customer and quit. I was doing a 3-way call this morning for a lady that asked me about our company and our compensation plan and how it works and what if someone you know, decides to take a break for a while? What happens if, you know, they want to restart? Do they have to sign up again? Do they have to? And I said, no. And I told this story, and I said, this gentleman basically signed up, quit. After he signed up Ed Thompson, he quit his business and shut his website off. And a couple of years later, Ray and Ed and a few other leaders were trying to get a hold of this guy and tell him, hey, turn your website back on, pal. You know, and he, you know, they had a hard time getting a hold of him. When they finally did, he took their advice, and then he went out and got his 20 customers. That guy doesn't go to trainings, is not plugged in. I hate to shed light on that. But because he was in the right place in a line of sponsorship where something happened, the guy makes thousands and thousands of dollars per month in residual income from just signing up and then signing up one person. You know, so it's crazy what can happen. And, you know, guys, there's hundreds and hundreds of those stories in Ambit Energy. But the most important part is Ed reaching out in a new market. And you look at Canada. You look at Canada about to happen. You know, that's going to be a great market. And, you know, I listened to John Haas a little while ago doing a call for Ray, and he was talking about the fact that they pointed out a lot of different things, the fact that it's not a 13-hour different time zone like Japan. Most people in Canada speak the same language. The compensation plan is probably going to be very similar. So it's going to be a little easier for a lot of people to connect to Canada and vice versa, for people to connect back into the United States. So if you've got a friend that has a friend up in Canada, and then that friend has friends in some of the new markets that may be coming out in the United States in the next few years that we're hearing about, all of a sudden, there's the Tim Brinkman, there's the Ed Thompson story in your downline, right? Because you got prepared, because you were willing to reach out and do a little bit of work and get out of your comfort zone and maybe tweak your swing a little bit and do what you got to do. So those stories are there, but you know, guys, you got to do some work. You got to be willing to show up, and you've got to be willing to do the work and get your hands dirty. One of the other metaphors that I've always enjoyed, because I love basketball probably more than anything, is Brian McClure talking about the free throw and the layup. And for any of you that haven't heard him do that talk, there's probably a video out there. Bear could probably tell you. You know, it's such a great talk because he talks about John Wooden, the coach for UCLA, winningest college basketball coach in history, coached a lot of the greats that went into the NBA, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, all sorts of different people. And his philosophy was all about teaching the basics over and over and over again. And he didn't get off track. You know, he didn't go out and create a new system. He didn't go out there and reinvent the wheel. He didn't go out there and come up with another version year after year. He kept going back to the basic things that work, and it's the free throw and the layup. And for those of you that like basketball or played basketball, think about that. It's the free throw and the layup. And what John Wooden did was he said, he sat his guys down at the beginning of the year, and he said, I'll guarantee you one thing, that when you play for me, when you leave this school, you're going to be better at free throws and layups. And that's a guarantee. And what they would do, they would run drill after drill after drill after drill with free throws and layups. And so he knew that he could beat most teams by just having those two basic fundamentals down and teaching his team that all the time. And what proved it to be was that the fact that he became the winningest coach in college history from the basic fundamentals. And it's like that in any sport. You know, you can look at any sport and there's certain basic fundamentals that come into play. And if you stay focused on those, you will become better. And I like to use the analogy, hats off to the people down in Houston with a great baseball team down there going into the World Series. That's awesome. Couldn't happen to better people, especially with, you know, what you've been through with the situation there with the storm and whatnot. Hope you guys win the World Series. But, you know, you think about baseball. You think about those players that miss. You know, if you got a guy that hits the ball 30% of the time, 3 out of 10, the guy's making millions and millions of dollars per year, right? He's missing. He's failing 7 out of 10 times. And yet, because of that, because he got good and he hits the ball 30% of the time, he's a multi-gazillionaire. And so you think about the basic fundamentals of pitching and hitting, and it applies to baseball, right? There's a lot of other things that are important, but those are the two probably most primary things in a baseball game that everybody watches. And if you become good at those things better than everybody else, you become extremely successful. And so with us, it's no different. You know, it's plugging in, it's making a list, it's contacting, it's getting promoted. You know, and so when you look at those things right there with our system, you know, Brian's figured it out. Brian's figured out through his years of expertise and his years of failure early on in the industry prior to Ambit what didn't work. And then they figured out what did work. And guys, nobody's holding anything back. There's no secrets here. There's nothing that you learn when you get to the higher levels. All the information's out there. It's totally accessible. And so I heard a talk years ago from a guy talking about, you know, where we're at in the world today with information. The information's out there, you guys. So if you want information on how to improve your health, it's out there. If you want information on how to, you know, how to lose weight or how to, you know, play golf better, information isn't the problem, right? The information's at our fingertips with the internet today. The problem is us. The problem is us not acting on the information that's out there. And that's what happens with people with our Ambit Energy business. And again, you know, my business and my situation in life, no matter what it is I'm dealing with, if I'm part of the equation, in other words, if it has to do with anything on my team, my life, my family, my business, I'm part of the equation. And you know who I look at to get results and change things? I look at me. I don't point fingers. Because I learned a long time ago, there's a saying in the Bible that you point fingers and there's six more pointing back at you. But you know what I can control? I can control myself. I can control my thoughts. I can control my actions. I can control who I hang around with. I can control who I take advice from. And I can control basically everything that has to do with my business, my Ambit Energy business. And so if I'm not getting the results that I want, it goes back to me. And that's just telling it like it is. And so you need to do the same thing. And I know, you know, one of the things that I was talking to Ray the other day about being a little frustrated, you know, just, you know, looking to get to that next level, looking to go to national, and, you know, just never seems to go fast enough. And, you know, what can I do to change? What can I do to fix? What can I do to do more? And so, you know, we had a good conversation about that. But you know what? It's just like going to see that pro at that golf shop. To straighten out my swing. I do the same thing with Ray when it comes to my business and what do I need to do to become better? What do you see that I'm not doing right? What do you see that, you know, how can I tweak my swing and change the distance of the ball in Ambit Energy to be a little more consistent and to be able, you know, maybe lower my score, you know, and do things at another level. And again, it's just, are you coachable? You know, are you humble or is your ego in the way? Are you coachable or do you have it all figured out? Do you talk over your upline when they're trying to have a conversation with you? You know, I've always taken the approach, if there's someone at a higher level than me in the same room, I am a student. And I make sure that I do not talk over people when I'm in the same room with Brian or Ray or another leader in Ambit Energy. Because you know what? I'm a student. And it's very, very rude. And I know sometimes this stuff needs to be pointed out sometimes because people, I mean, I'll watch it happen where there'll be a group of people in a room and there'll be someone like Brian or someone like Ray that's teaching and training and giving advice and people are tuned in. And then there's a person that starts talking over them or changing the subject or talking about things that are irrelevant. And it is absolutely rude. It's one of those things that I see and I just go, man, I hope I don't do that. So, guys, be coachable, be humble, show up, look in the mirror. If your business isn't where you want it to be, I guarantee you can change it. I guarantee you can get where you want to go. The only obstacle I see with Ambit Energy is time. And the reason I say that is because we have a system. We have an incredible system. We have incredible leaders. We have an incredible company. We have a brilliant concept. All the ingredients are there. Now it's just us showing up, doing what we need to do, and then the only obstacle in that equation becomes time. Because you can change your swing. You can tweak it, and you can do what you got to do to get where you want to go if it means that much to you. And the last thing I'll say, wrapping up the call, you know, I was over at Ray's house a couple times recently for get-togethers with some groups of people that came up. And, you know, it's funny because there's certain things that just never get old. And going up there, you know, being in this industry for a while and whatnot, you watch people that have had success. And then you hear the stories. And you hear the stories of maybe when they, you know, get started and maybe when they had some dreams and goals they wanted to achieve. And, you know, you look at Brian, you look at his ranch, and, you know, he's got the apartment in New Orleans and the party boat, the fishing boat. And then he's got the, you know, the home in Austin and, you know, traveling around the world and just an incredible guy. And you look at all that success and you say, okay, you know what? Incredible guy, mega successful. Well, you know, there was a time when he was sleeping in his car, going to trainings, so hungry. I mean, he would just drive. He would go follow some of the different leaders in the industry, sleeping in his car, right, because he couldn't afford a hotel. And then you look at Ray, when Ray got started, you know, young guy, hungry, eager, out there, just, you know, figuring it out, didn't have enough wine, didn't have the support maybe that he needed. But you know what? He hung in there and he learned a lot of different things. And now these guys are mega successful. And I look at Ray's house and I say, that was somebody that stayed focused on his dream. He's someone that stayed focused on where he was going and didn't let other things, other petty little things take him off track. Didn't let his ego get in the way and stayed coachable and stayed humble and had that work ethic. So that, to me, there's a lesson and a half in that, Bear. And I just love that about this business, that our leaders and the atmosphere, all the ingredients are there. You know, I sit there and I size this thing up and I say, all the ingredients are there for every single person on this call that wants it. And just, are you willing to pay the price? Are you willing to do what's necessary to build your business? And don't fool yourself. Look in the mirror. If there's a problem, look in the mirror. Don't point fingers. Don't say it's my upline. Don't say it's my downline. Don't say it's my, you know, where I live. That stuff is garbage. All that is garbage. That doesn't work and it doesn't produce any results. So with that, Bear, hopefully that helps a little bit. Hopefully I've added a little bit of value. I'm going to turn it back over to you unless you have any other questions.
Well, that was excellent. And I tell you, I can confirm so many things that you said about Brian McClure, being around him for all these years. And he's actually, he's really special. And I think that a lot of people in Ambit Energy may just take him for granted, but he is a wealth of knowledge and information, and he's made a difference for a lot of people. I do have one question for you, Tim. When you look back at your business over the last couple, 3 years that you've been in Ambit Energy, and you're still going strong, you're still active at it, you're still building it, you're still committed to your dream and your vision, what is it that keeps you motivated to continue to build the business, dealing with everything that you deal with, the sacrifices that you have to make and that Sonia's making? What is it that keeps you driving forward and keeps you motivated to build Ambit Energy?
You know, I think that's a loaded question. I appreciate that, Bear. You know, one is the challenge and, you know, being involved. Number one, being involved in a company where you're put in an atmosphere with such great people. And there's something that happens when you start, you know, flying with the eagles and hanging out with the right people. There's just something inside. There's like this, there's this spirit inside that just gets stirred up, you know, this, and it's just fun. I mean, it's one thing that, you know, you listen to people like Brian, you listen to people like Ray, and you watch what they do as servant leaders. They love helping people. You know, and they love seeing other people succeed. And, you know, I feel the same way. I mean, I have people on my team that I've developed a friendship and relationship with that you fall in love with people and, you know, you want it. You want to do everything you can to see them succeed and change their lives and be a part of it. You know, and so I think that's one of the things that drives you. And I'll tell you, in the Bible, one of the things that it says in the Bible that is from God is there's a promise from God that says, if you help my people, I'll give you everything you want. I'll make your wildest dreams come true. He doesn't say it exactly like that, but you know what I mean. And the thing is, I just think there's something inside of us, Bear, that's wired in us to, when you know, become someone that gets put in that position to help people, if you don't take it for granted and you really understand the magnitude of it, the impact that you can have on changing other people's lives, it's just, it's a very exciting thing. And I think that's a, a motivator for a lot of leaders in Ambit. And so, yeah, that's probably one of the main things. You know, we've done very well successful, you know, money-wise, Bear. I mean, we were successful before Ambit. It wasn't just money wasn't the thing for us. It was the business. It was the atmosphere. It was the friendships. It was all the different things, the incredible friendships you develop with people upline, crossline, downline. You know, people like yourself, you and I, we've had a lot of great conversations. We've become very good friends. I mean, to me, that means a lot. So I think that's probably a big part of it right there.
Awesome. Appreciate that. Tim, I'm really excited and glad that you're on the call with us tonight. I'm really glad that Brian selected you to be with us. And I know that there's some people on this call that have people on their team that they wish had heard this. So, guys, let me tell you how to do it. I tell you every week. Go to topambitleaders.com. Click on the training tab. On the upper right-hand corner, you'll see business builder calls. Give us a couple of days. You'll see Tim Devine's call that we did tonight. It'll be up there so that not only can you hear it again, but you can also share it with some of the teammates that did not make the call. Tim, I want to thank you once again for being with us on the call. You've been on the call a few times, and every time you bring it and make a difference, and we appreciate you.
Absolutely. My pleasure, Bear. Thank you.